Good morning. How's everyone?
Good.
Well, today we're going to talk about something very important. We're going to talk about the baptism of Jesus. But first, we kind of have to use a remote control. How many of you have one of these at home? Every hand would probably go up. Yep. And since you have one of these at home, how many of you are allowed to use it? Really? I'm surprised. When I was at my grandparents' house, I was never allowed to touch this. It was reserved for my grandfather. And if I touched it, I had to leave the room. That's how strict he was. Because he only watched Gunsmoke, and he only watched Lawrence Welk. And if we changed the channel, I was in big trouble. But let's talk about the remote control today. What we want to do is kind of hit the back button, and we want to go back in time a little bit. And it seems like we've kind of skipped a whole bunch of stuff here, isn't it? Because just a couple of weeks ago, we were hearing about Jesus being born in Bethlehem. But if we hit the fast forward button now, all of a sudden we are seeing Jesus growing up. He's 30 years old, and he's in the River Jordan, and he's about to be baptized by John the Baptist. There's a whole bunch of time that we've just skipped. It's like we've used a remote control, and you've hit the fast forward button, and there's been a whole bunch of time that has gone by. So, why is it important for Jesus to be standing in the River Jordan? Why did Jesus have to be baptized? Owen.
Because he's God?
You're actually on the right track there. Because Jesus had to be baptized because he is God. And as we hear in the text today, it was to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus had to be baptized because he's God, because there was something very important that he had to do for you and for me and everyone else. Cale. He had to die on the cross. In other words, when Jesus was baptized, your sin and my sin and all of their sins was poured onto Jesus. Jesus took all of our sin there in the River Jordan, and he took those sins where? To the cross. He took those sins from the River Jordan. He taught his word to us, telling us that we are to repent of our sins. And then he took all of those sins that we are to repent of, and he took them to Jerusalem. And there we know what happened to Jesus. It's like we're hitting the fast forward button again. We're going all the way forward to Jerusalem now, about 3.5 years. And here's Jesus being beaten and being nailed to a cross and being lifted up on that cross. And the first words that Jesus says as he's nailed to the cross and lifted up, his very first words, Owen. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You see why it's so important for all righteousness to be fulfilled? Jesus fulfilled all righteousness, not for himself. He did it for you and for me and all of them. That's why Jesus had to be baptized. You're right, Owen, because he's God. With that, let's fold our hands and let's bow our heads and let us pray. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being God for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being baptized for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being anointed by the Holy Spirit and being called beloved by your Father and our Father in heaven. For we know, Lord Jesus, there you received the sins of the world upon your shoulders, and you took those sins all the way to the cross. And therefore, O Lord, at the cross, you spread your arms and you forgave. And you forgave, and you forgave. Lord Jesus, thank you for being God for us. And all the children said,